Okay. 008, file 008, Thursday night, Chodesh Haldonis. Okay, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the last three lines. So he has this whole picture of a person and the Eitz Tov and the body and all the army that's arrayed to be at the person's beck and call. And he says the last three lines of Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that if you're confused and you don't know what to do and you're too involved in the tzrochim of your guf, I designated for you this wise counselor, that's the seichel. In tivoatzi bo, if you consult, so when you're confused and you don't know what to do, so in tivoatzi bo yadvichech, the intisalmi yirech. That's two different things. Sometimes you're aware and you don't know what to do, so you have to make a decision. You have to think what's right and what's wrong. So you use the seichel for an eitzah, and sometimes the intisalmi. Sometimes you're totally, a person's totally oblivious to his chiyuv, and then yirech. The seichel could wake you up. For who has seichel? So that's the eitzah giver that I designated for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. And really, it's a very simple yesod that we are not conscious of enough. And that is that the seichel is poshut the seichel. Sometimes you have to think. Just like it says by a dayan in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, it says, have a mesunim badin, that you shouldn't just paskin something, you have to think it over. It's a chiyuv. You can't just say, I know. So here also, if you're just led by habit, sometimes at best you'll end up doing mitzvah sanoshim ulumada, and that's no good. And certainly if you're led by a person who says, I know what to do, leave me alone, I know what I'm doing, and he's really driven by his emotions, by his taivis, he's insulted, he has an ego, he's led by all sorts of things. So you have to come back to basics, that the Eitz HaTov in this Chayvus Halvavus' world is a wise counselor, and it's nothing more than the Seichel. Like, you calm down, and you think rationally. And if you think, that's all the Eitz HaTov is. It's a rational Eitz giver. And once you calm down, and you consult with this Seichel, you'll come up with the right answer. And that's, you just have to think. You have to use your Seichel. Most people don't. They don't think. They just act and they do, either by habit or by, as I say, by their emotions and by their desires and by their ego. They just do. You find yourself doing something, you have to chap that maybe it's a questionable course of action, and you take a walk. Think about it. There's nothing wrong. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what the Eitz HaTov is. It's the seichel. It's the power of rational thought that you're supposed to use to decide what to do and to wake you up if you're not doing something. You're supposed to take stock. That's Pshatah Cheshbon HaNefesh every night. It's just the seichel. You take stock, just like if you have a business, you take stock where you're holding, maybe every night, maybe once a week, but at some point you take stock how it's going, what's doing. So here also you have to take stock of yourself. So that's what the seichel. V'lachein, therefore I'm telling you, hivod tzibo b'chol yanayich. And for who, the seichel will already, yitzavaloch, will, what's the natural conclusion of the seichel? The natural conclusion of any rational being is, b'shimush kol mashe b'rshu seich, b'oifanei mishmati. Rational thought will lead to the inescapable conclusion that you will use all of these things, the army, the meshorsim, and the avodim, and the gates, and the gatekeepers, and the blood vessels, and all the faculties of a person, and the emotions, right? Remember he had the whole list of emotions on the top of Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So you will use them all ba'ofanei mishmati. That's what the seichel will, it's an inescapable conclusion. And then the tashovna, then you take it one step further, the tashovna midosayach hamagunos liyos ritzuos. Once the seichel is directing you to use all the kochos that are in you to serve Hashem, so then you'll use even things that are on the surface, midos begunos, let's say kas, or gaiva, where you want to eat, or things that on the surface are not doribina midos, they're not inspiring midos, but the seichel will, once your seichel's in charge of your guf, so the rational conclusion is to use all the kochos hanefesh to serve Hashem, because you do have to eat, and gaiva is good, let's say, v'yigbal libo b'darke Hashem, and laziness is good when you want to do an aveira, and kaas is good to get angry at those say avla, not to just accept what they're doing and be calm about it. You're supposed to get upset, and so that's what the seichel will then get you to do. Kamosha also a rufei ha'uman, like an expert does. Shemishtamish b'samamonim, who uses drugs, asher darkam lahazik, chemicals that, if it's just used superficially, it's dangerous. It's chemicals. It's dangerous. But the doctor knows how to use it. But toalios hagufos, gonhara olin, the zulosan, poison. It's poison. So that's what the seichel will have you do. Now, the Chavis Halvodah says a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. And I'm not even 100% sure what the pshat is. I have two possible pshatim in his chiddush that he's about to say. So what is he painting a picture of? That you have this yoetz, you don't know what to do, you have this army at your beck and call, and you have this yoetz who's advising you how to use everything in Hashem's service. And so that's step one. Then step two is even the midos pagunos. Like, wow, you can even use that. And he's telling you how. You're going to work, it's not only the maguna, but you want to work, do it l'man Hashem. You're eating, do it to have a strong guf, to serve Hashem. So, v'chasher tia b'shita zu, once you do this, says the Chayim Zaldavis, and you're led by your seichel to serve Hashem, l'hadif esichlech, to give the seichel primacy over your instincts, over your emotions, over your taivas. It's a training, it takes time. You'll never do it if you never walk around the block and think. I don't know, there's no blocks here. If you don't walk around the block and think, if you never sat and just thought, like, what should I do, and consider the options, and what's toiv and what's ra, and what does the Eibishter want? So you atrophy, the cobwebs grow. But once you exercise your seichel, like every muscle, so ulahachzik b'hachra aso, because you can reach a very rational conclusion, and then it's very hard to carry it out. So he says, once you do that, now here's the Moridik Achidish. Listen to this. This is like yichtov kosei masayach hatoivim. Remember, part of the system is that there's two secretaries, two court stenographers, who are writing down every single word and every single deed and every single impact. It's mind blowing. We don't even think about it. Every single impact of everything you do is being recorded. Bein l'tov and bein l'ra. That's what he said. That's the two court stenographers that are there. So once you do this, so yichtav kosev masayach hatovim kol tnu osayach shehein rishus, all the things that you do that are optional, that are not mitzvahs and not aveiros, they're rishus. You go out and you eat an apple, you take a walk. So these things are rishus. He'll write it b'chlal masayach hatovim. It's going to go be recorded as a mitzvah. The yiyu nosafos aleihem, and it'll be added to the ledger of the mitzvah. Anything you do that's reshus, you take a walk, everything will be added as maisim toivim. So what's the pshat in that? So the two possibilities. Once you have trained your seichel to be in control, so then it's like we were learning in halacha, stoma lishma. So then you're already, like, your natural instinct is to serve Hashem. Once you've practiced it, once you've done it, what's his lashon? Once V'chashartiyah b'shita zu, he says on the third line. Once you're doing that, so then even divrei harishus, even if you don't consciously think about, let's say you eat an apple. So you're not consciously thinking that the apple, see if you take an apple and you make a bracha with kavana, and the eating of the apple led you to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those 6 seconds of the bracha. That's not what the Chayim Halavos is talking about. That's not divrei harishus. That's not a chiddush that he writes it down as a mitzvah. So that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about you eat an apple. You're allowed to eat an apple, and you ate an apple. You're not talking about the bracha and the appreciation and the chidah. So it could be he means, so once you're officially a servant of Hashem, and that's what that's what you naturally do, so then even if you don't consciously think about it, but Hashem looks at the apple, so you're being mechazik your guf, or you're taking pleasure in life, you're enjoying the apple, but what are you here for? You're here to serve Hashem. So that automatically gets written down as a service of Hashem. It's being mechazik you, it's giving you koyach, it's giving you enjoyment, and you're a chetz of Hashem's servant, so everything will ultimately be reflected in your service of Hashem. That's probably the pshat. I think that's the pshat. Once you've set yourself up, let's say someone's a chetz of an Eved Hashem, and someone comes by and does something nice to him. Gives him chizik, gives him food, makes him stronger. So then that automatically will be reflected, we presume that that will be reflected in the person's service of Hashem, because that's what he's oimed to do. So therefore, anything you do, it's an amazing chiddush, anything you do, even divrei harishus, will automatically be seen as a mitzvah. Will be written down as a mitzvah, will be written down as something meritorious that you did. Why? Because once you listen to your seichel, so your life is one of service to Hashem, so now even divrei harishus will ultimately be reflected in that. So you get a merit for it. V'yiyah kol mi shemesharis olsoch ezer b'mishmarti. So who's kol mi shemesharis olsoch? So we had even the blood vessels. It means your instincts, I assume it means. Wait, let me do this phrase, because then I'll say the opposite. Just this one final phrase. V'yiyah kol mi shemesharis olsoch ezer b'mishmarti. So I assume mi shemesharis olsoch, if you look back at his description of the human body, so this is the blood vessels and the capillaries and all the things in the person's body. So they're all, almost automatically, Ezer b'mishmati. They've reached their tachlis. They're helping you exist. They're helping you act. They're helping you do what you're doing. You're listening to the seichel. You're an Eved Hashem. So everything gets uplifted by the person. Kol mi shemesharis olsoch is automatically perceived as Ezer b'mishmati. They're helping you perform the Ratzon Hashem. Yeah.
Why can't he just mean that since a person is constantly using his seichel, so when he wants to eat an apple, he uses seichel, and using your seichel is a mitzvah. That's what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to use your seichel. Everything.
What is he using his seichel to do?
Even the very shush, you're using your seichel.
So why is that?
Using your seichel is a mitzvah.
No, he's about to say you could use your seichel for bad things.
But using your seichel properly is a mitzvah. You can use your seichel for bad things. Using the yetzer tov, using your seichel.
But if it's divrei rishus, that's the question.
Even for divrei rishus, I want to go for a walk right now.
Yeah.
Right. So if the way you've gone, if it wasn't on an impulse, that you just went for the walk. If you used your seichel, that's why you went.
But he's about to say that a bad person. So when he takes a walk, it's counted as an aveira.
That's because it's not. That's because he doesn't use a seichel.
No, he's saying using a seichel. He's about to say that a person that uses a seichel for evil, or doesn't use a seichel, or twists a seichel, So then when that person then decides to take a walk, it's going to be written down as an Avera. So according to your Pshat, that shouldn't be the case. Okay, V'yim Tamri is Daitoi, but if you rebel against Hashem, the Tati L'das HaMogit Hasheni, because he described as two counselors, there's two Yoatzim, there's the one dressed in white, so to speak, and the one dressed in black, the bad guy. Shehu Negdo B'chol Matzovo, but it's Neged the Seichel. The first Nogit was the Seichel. This Nogit is Keneged the Seichel. In every facet of life, it's irrational. If you would stop and think, you would see it's an irrational thing. But if you do listen to that counselor who's telling you to follow your instincts, to follow your emotions, to follow your taivis, but the shtamshi b'kulam b'meshe yayitz bo'loch, and you use your faculties, this army that Hashem put at your disposal, you use it according to the advice that the other yoetz is giving you, not the seichel, then mamish, the mirror image happens, the opposite. Tashovno midosayecha ritsuyos lios magunos. Then even what's ostensibly good midos, let's say busha. Busha is a wonderful thing. B'nai Yisrael, by Shonim, one of the three ways you can tell B'nai Yisrael. But once you're following your emotions, your instincts, your taivas, and you're not listening to your seichel, once you are acting irrationally, ultimately, because that's how he's describing it. That's how the Chavis Halvavis is describing it. That Hashem gave you a Yoetz called the Seichel, and that's the Eitz Tov, and Hashem gave you another Yoetz. So what's that? That's the ego, the emotion, the taivas. So your Ritzuyos Tikamidos will be used for the beard. It's mamish the mirror image of using the Seichel, where you use things like, let's say, Gaiva, for good, for serving Hashem. So he'll take a midah like Busha or Anova, and you'll have the midah of Busha in inappropriate places. You'll have the midah of Anova in inappropriate places, and Karofa Asocha like a foolish doctor. Hamenis Berufur Samuilos. Before we have the picture of a doctor who takes chemicals and poisons and drugs, and he knows how to mix them together, and he knows how to kill off the illness. So here, you could take helpful drugs, constructive drugs, and he gives overdoses, he doesn't know the right dosage, he doesn't know when to give it, so he's nachma sechlusa, because of his foolishness, he can actually be maimis, but ofane hashimish ma'am, because of his foolishness regarding how they should be used. So if you don't follow the seichel, so ultimately what will happen is that even the good midos, fine people, it's like saying a person that's a fine person, but he's not Tyredic, right? A very nice person. He could even be Jewish. He's not from, he doesn't know from Torah, so he's not following Torah. So today he's nice, but ultimately what's going to happen? We know what's going to happen. Ultimately he'll go against the Torah, he'll be kaifa b'Torah, he'll do things that are totally and wholly wrong. And then the secretary takes out, the court stenographer takes out the records. V'yichtav kosim masayich haroim, kol tru osayich shehem rishus, b'chal masayich haroim. Because once a person is that way, so once a person is an irrational being, so then even the divrei harishus that he does is mechazik a person who goes against Hashem. Again, going against Hashem is as simple as not using your seichel. That's what the Chavis Halavos is saying. He has this whole, you have to look at this whole picture that he built up of a person, and Hashem puts things at his disposal, and Hashem gives him Yoyetzim, and one's the Seichel. There's a whole world out there. Because you have to remember what he's constructing here. You are only your neshama. That Dover Ruchni that Hashem brought down into this world, and put into this palace and gave an army and gave the Yoyetzim. Nothing is you, only the Neshama. That's why you learn over a few weeks, you forget the main perspective of his picture is that you are your Neshama. That's the only thing that's you. Everything else is what?
Here.
Everything else Hashem is a kolchos that Hashem. Everything else, your emotions, your feelings, certainly your physical body, are just tools that Hashem put at your disposal to use. So if you use it wrongly, then even when you do divrei harashus, so then just it's a mirror image of before. So now you're using divrei harashus, you're eating an apple. So you say, oh boy, this apple's going to end up doing inappropriate things, doing wrong things, fulfilling its own desires. He's going to take the koyach he got from the apple, we assume, we presume, and he's just going to fulfill his own desires. He's not going to use it b'mishmati. So it goes into the wrong side of the ledger. So it's an amazing chiddush, he's saying. A person that's trained to follow his seichel and to serve Hashem gets divrei harashus written down on the mitzvah side of the ledger. I'm saying it together like skam and lishman, because ultimately it will be used in the service of Hashem, and vice versa. Person that just goes b'shrivus libo, and it doesn't take much to go b'shrivus libo. It just means you're not following your seichel. So then, if he eats an apple, he does a divrei harashus, it's going to be written down on the wrong side of the ledger, the yiyu nosafos aleihem, and it'll be added to his list of averus. This person who was not an Eved Hashem, he ate an apple. He got koyach. He took the bria. He took something that Hashem created. I imagine that's what it's going to say. He took something that Hashem created and he consumed it and he made it part of his being. And his being was a rebel.
Just one clarification. This is a question that, you know, is always asked in the Chavis Lomonos. Is he talking about right now everyone, or is he talking about two opposite sides of the spectrum?
He's not talking about
a person in order to be on a madrega where you're always using your seichel for everything. That's about madrega.
Here it's very easy to answer your question, because here he's not talking about a person. He's talking about what Hashem created. He's describing Hashem's universe. He's looking down and he's describing what he sees. He sees that Hashem created a person, and Hashem is saying this to a person, and Hashem gave a person to Yoyetzin, and Hashem will. So now, do you still have a question?
Ultimately, when a person who's a Rasha, is the Rishus are being written down as Averus?
Yeah.
And a tzaddik, his divrei harashus are being written down.
Right.
What about a person who's a beta? That's what I'm asking. A person who hasn't gotten there yet, but he's trying to get there.
I don't know.
Where does he go?
The Chavis HaLevavos is giving you a picture of what Hashem made in his bria. So if a person most of his life has good days and bad days, is struggling and is on his way to, he's on a road, he's on an escalator. Sometimes he's on the way up, sometimes he's on the way down. So Hashem knows how to judge him at any point in time. He's describing how Hashem made the world, what Hashem wants to be, right? So he's saying sometimes it's, if you're like this or you're like that. You can do this with your yoetz, you can do that with your yoetz. You want to say most people, most of their lives are somewhere in the middle, maybe, or at any given day they're acting a certain way. So if you know that if you act this way, this is what it will lead to, that wakes you up, and that makes you realize how you're supposed to act. And I don't even know, let's say a person goes to work every day. I always talk about that as an example, because the Chavis HaLevavos always uses that as an example. A person goes to work every day. So he has to take hold of himself. We say this, he has to get hold of his seichel, and it doesn't take much to just make it into a dvar mitzvah. You read this and you say, oh, so all I have to do is think that I'm doing it because this is what Hashem wants me to do, etc., etc., we always say it. So now, you stop off for gears, that becomes a mitzvah. Once you're thinking, I'm saying it doesn't have to be an extreme. It could be, everything could be in its own world. A person that thinks, I'm going to work because that's the Ratzon Hashem, right? Love the Lashomra, that's what Allah says. Hashem wants me to earn money and support my family and to do mitzvahs with it and to give tzedakah and to raise a frum family. Yeah. So now when that person stops off for gear, if he thinks that way, this is what the saying. It's mind-boggling. It's a chiddush. When he stops off for gears, that gets written down as a mitzvah. This person filled up his car and he was on his way. to be Oved Hashem. So now he just stopped off for gears and he didn't think about the gears. So that gets written down. And Leidach Gisa. If a person goes to work because he wants to have money, because he wants to be comfortable, and that's all that occupies his mind, he stops off for gears. It's going to be written down as on the bedside of the ledger. He stopped off for gears for himself. He took my... You got to get the whole picture of the Chavis HaVavas. I feel like I'm not doing it justice. He took my servants. I gave him blood vessels. I gave him this connection between the mind and muscles and tendons and veins. He took all of my presence, all the things I gave him, and he's using it like for himself. He forgot about me. I gave him it to use it to serve me, and he's using it for himself. So then when he stops off for gears, it's going to be written down on the wrong side of the ledger too. And all it takes is seichel. That's what the whole Yetzirah, the whole secret of the whole Bria, it's all a seichel. And everything's a tool. The only thing that's the person is the neshama. And everything else is a tool that he uses. It's amazing. The seichel is not even the person. We don't think of it. You think of me, everything you look at is me. Nothing's you.
People talk, it's my hand.
Right.
So it's my hand. Everything is mine. Not me.
Good. Very good. Okay.
It's not your people thought.
Okay, good. But if they realize these things, it's wonderful. If they realize what the Chavis HaVavas says, it's wonderful. Okay. The Tintzi'i. So now you will then find, as Kolos Rayach, all of these things, the whole physical body that he described, Umisham Shayach and Sadaich, and all your emotions, right? He described Simcha and Doga and memory and forgetfulness and courage and meekness and Busha and Azus, that whole list on Dafkuf Yud Ches, all of those things, V'chol Mishat Nifgeshes Imo, V'tintzis Kol Ozoichem Mishab Shachem Sadech, V'chol Mishat Nifgeshes Imo, Kefi Ritzoneich, so everything, V'chol Mishat Nifgeshes Imo, Kefi Ritzoneich, the toyim es bechirasech. This is already like b'derech shodim rotzaleilich molichen also. So all the things will be dragged along and help you do what you want to do, what you decide to do, what you think to do. So you're going to pull along everything with you, the toyim es bechirasech, and will make possible whatever you choose to do. V'tosifi b'kach tefekos v'simcha. I have to admit, this line I'm totally stymied by. And the other translation is the same thing, basically. It doesn't. I have no idea what this means. I don't know what he's trying to say. Unless it means that the very thought that you have this whole army at your disposal and you can do what you want with it, and it will follow you in your rotzon, so I don't know. Tosifi b'kach dveikus v'simcha. I don't know.
The other way around. That you see what your thoughts are, so you know what your inner thoughts. Whatever thoughts come to mind, the person recognizes, it's revealing what your inner thoughts are.
So what's the tosifi b'kach dveikus, dveikus in Hashem? V'simcha.
Your mechira.
It shows Hashem knows a person's inner.
Yeah, so why the tosifi b'kach? So what does it mean v'tosifi b'kach tveikus v'simcha? He's not only going for the good; he's saying for the bad also. Mm-hmm. That everything you drag along to fulfill your ratzon. V'tosifi b'kach tveikus v'simcha.
The same is from the Tintzi.
What?
You'll see that everything that helps you, everything you need,
is
the way you want to do it.
Right.
And as according to you, the Chilo, that will make you more dovish in what you're doing, and it will add you simcha.
It's not that critical.
So, is that important? Is that like?
It's crucial.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand if we learn it that I want to be simpler. If I want to be simpler, I'll be simpler. Rather, if we say we want to be simpler, but Hashem makes us depressed, we see that we really want to be depressed. And Hashem showing us that we really, our inner parts want to be depressed. And that's the signal that he uses.
I think that's from from where a person sees what makes him simple, he knows what he wants. The person should see what makes him simple. That's what he says. He says, how do you know what you really want? Is that what the end? Whatever makes you great, whatever you really want and you're really satisfied with, that's what you really want. What you really want is to make your kids...
So the Russia that is able to do evil, and he takes this whole army at his disposal and he does evil with it. So he's also gets besimcha. It's like,
A person will go work and he really wants his own comfort and he's going to think, because the rabbi gave a shiur and Thursday nights, he's going to think the whole way, I'm going to serve Hashem and to raise a firm family. Right. And then he said, then the guy should see what causes him really dveikus and simcha when he sees his kid saying nice Shema Yisrael. Or when he makes a lot of money and go have fun with it. That's how a person
can see really
what he wants.
Okay. Good. Yishkayach. I'll think about it. Some more time for Marv now. Yishkayach.
Okay, yeah. Blah blah blah. Don't waste the time. So you're so much. You really don't make a hefty name Rabbana for a guy that lives in Eretz Yisrael. It was a din Torah already, but it's not. What are you going to do? Let me know. They sign star be ruined there. What are you gonna do? You're gonna send us one to the woman? You're wasting everybody's time. You're gonna send her hasmana. They're gonna laugh at you. How do I know? I'm going to be able to tell talking to him. A guy's going to walk into my living room in Yerushalayim, and he's going to tell me, "Oh, my wife's crazy." So I'll say, "Okay, she's crazy. You got to have the mayor of Mother." I mean, what were you? You were born yesterday. All right, I'll read the papers you faxed me. Why couldn't you do it 5 minutes before? You know what I'm saying?
Because I did.
Yeah. Suffolk, because there might be a Suffolk. Okay, I agree.
Now, I figured you're the type of London that's capable of giving me a Makar too.
What does a London have to do with a Makar?
Because someone that's not a London won't understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
But to see what I'm saying, you gotta be a London.
I hear. Okay, thank you.
Now, that's why you said you go to over to any London with some stick of law kind, will say,
that what I'm saying
is correct. But like you said, it's partial. But now I need a
McCoy. Okay. I don't
know. Okay, so think about that too. Okay. So I'll talk to Nathalie Summer. We'll talk about
what you call it,
maybe, you know, what's the Shabbos.
I'll try to inform
you in advance. Okay. Should I tell this Kivak to call you about meeting with you?
After Shabbos, you should call me, not before Shabbos.
After Shabbos. Okay,
bye-bye. Is Kayla here?
Yeah, Kayla.
Well, I want to get to work. I have so much work to do. Get to work. Why couldn't she? What's the story? Well, I want to. I have a bunch of things to talk to you about. Are you going to school tomorrow?
Yes.
So, what time do you come home? Who's home for you? What time is that?
11:30. I think. I'm not sure exactly. Listen, I spoke to Kwala, sir.
Oh, yeah?
But, oh, yeah, just this morning your mother spoke, called me and I spoke to her all about it.
Okay, good. Fine.
I have so much work to do. Wait a second. I have so much work to do.
What happened to Chai Brachel's medicine? Did mommy talk to them in the rhyme? Do you know?
Mother.
Where's Bailey with us?
In the shower.
What?
In the shower.
Okay. He's such an idiot. Why do I have to deal with idiots my whole life?
Chai Brachel?
No.
Are you taking the shower tonight? No. I'm turning up hot water. Anything else, though? Is this garbage?
Yes. Am I eating anything?
Okay, make the food ready.
I don't want questions.
What's this?
I don't know.
Where'd you buy it, then?
I didn't. The guy brought it.
Free? It was like part of what you got?
Yeah.
He was here for an hour and that's it, though, because he was finished. No? Is that a task fixed?
Yeah.
Now this, I wonder what this is. This is for...
It's CDs.
It's
for me to burn CDs. Burn CDs. What?
You have DVDs, you have a burn...
I'm supposed to have a DVD player now.
You also have a thing to make CDs, to burn CDs?
You're such an idiot.
I'm not in a good mood now. I have too much work to do.
I'm tired of listening to, Brooklyn baked cupcakes in the freezer, right? For
yeah.
2 weeks. Can I take one to my friend's house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. They
take a black and white cake. Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kayla? 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 How do I change the name as the ones told me?
Right,
rename. Like, but I didn't know we, what?
Rename.
Rename, but then like, oh, here it's fitted.
It's not by the end, so press the right arrow. So go more
press
to the right.
Press the right arrow?
Yeah, on the keyboard.
Like this?
It's to go to the end of the name. Yeah, that's the end of the name. Okay. To go to more, you press the right arrow, keep it more.
I know. Such an idiot. Just
stupid idiot.
Yes. Hello?
I needed to sign my test. If not, my teacher's going to take off 5 points.
Good. You should get 5 points off.
Why?
You should.
You want me to get 84 instead of 89?
Yes.
Why?
Of course, I'm the editor.
Why?
Because
I didn't play with the computer this time.
Because you're not supposed to talk about the speech. Only the mother is.
Which mother? This is right. You mean, tell my teacher that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's your mom?
I told my teacher that I can't. My mother can't answer. She said I didn't. My daughter should not. Now I have it. And she said if two tests you don't get, one of your parents don't sign, then she takes off 10 points. So imagine this would be the second test I'm going to sign. I'll get a 79 instead of 89.
I don't understand where Kayla is.
Okay, I
want to
go pick up
Mommy
from the airport.
Go.
I know, Mommy says we should only come if
she comes
out of the car.
He wants me to rent him
a car. I'm not going to. Why? Why? I
want to
go pick up Mommy. You already told him no?
No, he didn't ask me.
But I want to go pick up Mommy. What?
Okay, can I open the light for me?
I have
so much work to do.
I have so much work to do. Where's my
food?
I have so much work to do.